T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
No authoritarian regime is complete without them. And if you watch the Democrats, you'll notice they're setting up in our society here in America all the key features of authoritarian regimes, right down to secret police. If we end up living in one of those authoritarian regimes, you look back on this month, July of 2021, as the beginning of the secret police regime. If only we'd stopped it. If only somebody had said something when Nancy Pelosi decided we needed them. Right now, they're known as the Capitol Police. And Nancy Pelosi claims she needs to open branch offices all over the country because Congress members might be in danger. But that's not the real reason. Let's not kid ourselves. Nope. For time immemorial, since the beginning of the country, local sheriffs, police, the FBI have been protecting Congress members who receive threats. We don't need this agency to do that. But there's a reason it's this agency she wants to expand into local jurisdictions. They just announced 2 new offices will open in California and Florida, and that these will be the first of many. Why this police force? Because the Capitol Police are unlike any other police force in America. They were founded by Congress, and they answer exclusively to the Speaker of the House, right? They're the only police force in America with exemption from FOIA law. So they literally can do whatever they want, even up to committing crimes and illegally spying on Americans, and they don't have to provide you with any of the evidence. Ashley Babbitt's family and her attorney learned this the hard way. The Capitol protester was essentially executed, unarmed, by a Capitol police officer, and they decided they just weren't going to tell her family who or why, or provide them with any in the investigatory documents. Her attorney wanted to sue the officer and the Capitol Police Force. He couldn't, because they refused to tell him who shot her. In the end, he had to resort to hiring a team of detectives to figure that out. There will be no justice for anyone who's a victim of the Capitol Police Force, ever. And they're already making great use of those extraordinary powers, because the U.S. Capitol Police were just given military surveillance equipment that we used in Afghanistan and Iraq. And they're being trained by the U.S. Army to use it. It'll allow them to spy on Americans across large swaths of land. The agency, Capitol Police Agency, won't say if the data from the system will be stored or disseminated, or if it'll simply be used for real-time observation. In other words, they can't legally spy on you all you want, because they don't have to tell you they did it. That's what a secret police force is. In other countries, like Venezuela, which has death squads, they technically don't exist. If you see a member of your family being beaten or killed by one, did it really happen? Not if you didn't get it on video. And even then, can you prove who they are? Folks, it's so bad, they don't have to confirm or deny whether their officers even ever interacted with you. It is a terrifying level of power. This is why Pelosi wants it nationwide. Let me give you an example, because you might take FOIA for granted. You have no idea the power of it but also how much control it gives you over local police. When I was a reporter, I got a tip once from somebody who said he'd seen Charlotte-Mecklenburg police drag a man out of his car during what looked like a traffic stop and beat him. This was before cell phones. So I set out to find out if it was true. First, I FOIA'd every officer on duty. Then I FOIA'd every officer who had interacted or been in the area of the corner where it specifically happened. Through that, I was able to get their names. I was then able to pull the police reports. On the police report was a record of the 911 call that had precipitated the stop and the name of the so-called victim. It took me less than a week to reach him. He hadn't been beaten. My tipster was pulling my leg. Today, I could pull the body cam footage too. I'm entitled to it all. And I would be with any other law enforcement agency but this one. Because of the FOIA exemption, no record of anything they do, even if they're breaking the law, need ever be turned over to anyone. They can even kill you, unarmed, and they don't even have to tell you who fired the shot, which is precisely why Nancy Pelosi is sending them into the hinterland. They are truly a secret police force. But the Capitol Police Department's ambition is oh so much bigger. They just announced that they are transitioning to becoming an intelligence agency. Did they spy on you illegally to gather the data they used to justify your arrest? They don't have to tell you. Did they fabricate the data leading to your arrest? Again, you have no right to see your own investigative file or to even know who worked on it or what their disciplinary record is like. How are they using their spy equipment? Legally? Illegally? You have no right to know. They could do whatever they please. Practically. And what they're starting with is total military-grade surveillance system equipment. They just got 8 of these approved by Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. They're called Persistent Surveillance Systems Ground Units. What do? They go up on a blimp, and this is an extraordinary camera. It takes picture after picture after picture. That captures every single movement over a massive swath of area. Like, I'm talking whole cities. So, if they decide they want to know where you were on Tuesday, June 14th, just pull it up. They can follow you and every pattern of your day. They can see when you deviate from the pattern. The computer will spit it out. There will be no hiding from them. Not now, not ever. That's exactly what our military did in Iraq and Afghanistan with it. They used it to monitor large swaths of the country 24/7 through extremely high-resolution cameras. Folks, they are deploying battlefield technology to an agency that you can't FOIA. And this is only the first tranche. Like in Afghanistan, the data can be stored, combined with sensor data from other platforms, and later referenced or rewound to track individuals or groups. It develops what's called a pattern of life analysis. Oh, you didn't go to work for half the day Tuesday. Where did you go? Who'd you associate with? Who'd you meet with? There is no hiding from the camera. It captures all. You can't evade it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
What's truly brazen about this is that just last month, a federal appeals court ruled against the Baltimore Police Department's use of a very similar technology that lets police track hundreds of moving targets at once throughout a very large geographical footprint. The court said the program was unconstitutional, violated the Fourth Amendment protection against unreasonable search and seizure. But Nancy Pelosi and her thug minions, including our Secretary of Defense, don't seem to care about that. But wait, you're saying this Capitol Police, they'd answer to whoever's speaker, right? So, I mean, you know, if the Republicans take the House back, then they'll answer to us, right? That'll be okay. No, it doesn't work that way. They'll only answer to the Democrats, and it won't matter if the Democrats are in the minority or the majority. Want proof? It'll work exactly as the FBI and Department of Justice do. For 2 years under Trump, Republicans controlled the intel committees of the House and the Senate, and during that time, they leveled a full 35 subpoenas at the FBI and the Department of Justice. Want to know how many they complied with? Zero. Mm-hmm. Zero. They also demanded that leaders of those agencies come before them, and most of the time, not all, but most, they were rebuffed. That's right. Republicans level subpoenas, which carry the full weight of the law, and the FBI simply ignores them. So does the Department of Justice. That's why I call them rogue agencies. The Capitol Police will conduct itself in exactly the same manner. Because why not? Nothing ever happened to the FBI or the DOJ. They just simply gaffed off Republican leaders. So understand, even in exile from the speakership, if Republicans control it, the Capitol Police will be a secret police agency that answers to the Democrats, just as the FBI and Department of Justice are rogue agencies that answer only to the Democrats and persecute Republicans. But how do I know this is an evil agency bent on political persecution and maintaining the false and deceptive narratives of the Democrat Party and not some honest-to-goodness, well-intentioned intel agency? Easy. Because of the scam they just ran on Americans. Remember the lie that Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick was killed by being bashed over the head repeatedly with a fire extinguisher by Trump supporters? Yeah, it turns out he died of natural causes. It also turns out that within a week of his death, the Capitol Police knew this. Yet they let it hang for almost 2 months, allowed it to be repeated over and over again. Sicknick's ashes were even sent for Republican and Democrat leaders alike to stand over in a completely nationalized ceremony before he was interned at Arlington. The whole time, the leadership of the Capitol Police knew damn well Sicknick wasn't murdered. Yet they played along with the lie, even sending members of the agency to do interviews on places like CNN, ABC, CBS about the tragic loss of this great public servant, knowing the whole time it never happened. Do you trust him now? They're narrative engineers, no different from the FBI. And now we're learning why they allowed the Sicknick lie to hang for so long. Because it would allow them to be granted massive security state powers, military-grade spy weaponry and authority. They would be rewarded for their lies, for their silence, for the lie and the scam they pulled on the American people with just one aim, the persecution of Trump supporters. Now do you see where their bread's buttered? They went along with all of this in exchange for the spy powers they just got. Why, you ask, are they doing this? Well, long term, it's for political persecution and silencing their enemies. But in the short term, they've got two problems they need to deal with. The chief reason for this is to make sure there's no protest. I'm not talking about violent protest. The January 6th protest, we now know, was barely violent. It was a trespassing incident that involved selfie taking and some damage to a laptop. Not $2 billion worth of damage like the left did, violently, across city after city last summer. The purpose of this in the short term is to stop peaceful protest. For two reasons. Number one, the Democrats know their agenda is so absolutely radical that if they actually carried it out, you'd see protests of unprecedented size, 2-3 million Americans descending upon the Capitol. They simply can't have or allow that visual, even if those protests are peaceful. Longer term, They know they cheated in this election. They also know that's about to come out. Yep, probably over the next year or so as forensic audits spread from Arizona to Pennsylvania, and now it looks like Wisconsin. That, too, will cause large multi-million member protests, the largest we've ever seen. They can't have that. So how will they stop it? Exactly as they've done. People who showed up to the January 6th protest, many, many people who never even entered the Capitol or did anything criminal, have had their lives utterly destroyed simply for being there. That's why they need the surveillance technology. They need to be able to compile a list of people whose lives to ruin. Google it. They pop up everywhere. People fired from their jobs, people fired as law enforcement officers who didn't commit any crimes. They were merely there. Others who were merely there had their homes raided by the FBI and were mortified before their neighbors. Like this guy, Joseph Bolanos. He was a pillar of his community in the Upper West Side of New York. This is in the article, by the way, in the New York Post from January 23rd. FBI tears innocent New Yorkers' life into shreds after January 6th. This guy didn't go into the Capitol. He didn't do anything of the sort. A neighbor thought he'd been there based on something that she heard him say, and she turned him into the FBI. They tore his house apart, literally ransacked it, took all of his devices. He had a stroke. He was mortified before his neighbors, covered on the local news in New York, and his life utterly destroyed. He says, "It's destroyed my reputation. I'm not a violent invader. I do not condone the criminality and violence on January 6th whatsoever." He was merely there. 4 months later, he's never been charged with a thing. They've still got his stuff. So you got to understand what they're doing right now is creating a normalcy. If you show up to peacefully protest and you peacefully protest, you abhor violence. You would never so much as hurt Nancy Pelosi's laptop, much less break into a place you're not supposed to be. And you'd never do such a thing. You'd condemn those who did. Doesn't matter. Even if you are there lawfully and peacefully protesting, you will be destroyed. And you will know that they're going to have your face. They're going to have everyone's face. They're going to watch you come. They're going to watch you go. They're going to zoom down to your license plate. And you won't come. You won't dare. Because just peacefully protesting could mean the end of your life as you know it. A destruction of your career, your job, and your reputation. That's how powerful this military-grade spy equipment they just got is. And they're going to get more. Nobody who shows up to protest gets to remain anonymous. Everybody goes down in the dragnet. Even if they can't be charged with a crime, they'll be destroyed and humiliated. That's what this is about in the short term. Because they know what's coming with the election fraud. They know how pissed people are going to be when they find out. And they know that to take the next steps they have planned in their agenda, well, it's going to cause massive protests. And so they're setting up the stakes. Protest if you want, but we will destroy you. The upside is this is all highly unconstitutional. The Capitol Police don't even have jurisdiction outside of D.C. But Nancy Pelosi seems untroubled by that, probably because she knows Republican so-called leadership won't say a word. And that no Republican group would sue. I mean, we're already silenced on social media, and the only person suing is Donald Trump, who apparently has to do everything. While we're led into the night, like sheep to the slaughter, saying not a word about it. So she's not wrong. I mean, who's going to sue to stop it? Like, just seriously, if we let them cancel us on social media, we let them cancel our leader, and he doesn't even sue them for a couple of years, they can do whatever they want, unconstitutional or not. It's what she's counting on. Thanks for listening to today's edition of the Battlegrounds America podcast. Please subscribe and share it with friends and family everywhere. All that kind of thing is still allowed.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.